There's a huge variety of ICT available to language teachers, from PowerPoint for whole class presentation to blogs and podcasts and more emerging technologies. I think the main reason why language teachers should use ICT is to enhance learning and to build on traditional methodology. There's no point using ICT for the sake of using ICT. So, for example, you can use PowerPoint to introduce vocabulary. You can use colour for background to reinforce gender. For example, having a blue background for masculine nouns, pink background for feminine nouns, and a green background for plural nouns. You can use audio files, which you can launch automatically from the PowerPoint. You can have movement, so you can have the images can be animated, or you can be having them coming in from the left or the right or moving around. And that's much more engaging, I think, compared to a static OHP that you would have used traditionally. So it's using traditional methodology, but it's enhancing it using ICT. Once you've done that, you can then take the pupils into an ICT suite and they can do interactive activities. There are various free applications as well as commercial applications that you can get hold of, and you can author them yourself. You can add your own items, your vocab items or expressions, and get the children to manipulate the language over and over again and to reinforce it by really giving the rigour that they need for language learning. I think that's very important. And then you can be more creative as well. You can use flip cameras, or you can use video cameras in the classroom. You can use MP3 recorders, so you can record the audio of the children, you can video them. Obviously you need to have parental permission if you're going to publish that. You could then get your own school blog, you can publish that onto the school blog, and to a worldwide audience, to a real audience, and the pupils can find that very engaging. At the moment, there's a committed group of language teachers who are doing this sort of thing, who are publishing their resources to the World Wide Web. And I think that with the new curriculum as it is at the moment, the new Key Stage 3 curriculum, for example, and the way that curricula are changing in general, that these are the sorts of things that we should be trying to do. Forging international links, being creative, and giving the pupils a real purposeful reason for language learning. So all in all, I think that ICT has a huge amount to offer, but at the same time, it can be quite bewildering for some people who maybe don't feel very techno-savvy. They might sort of think, well, how possibly do I actually put all this into practice? Well, my advice would be to start off small and to grow from there, and to, if you like, be part of a community and get support from other people within your own department or within your own school.
And it all plays a part, doesn't it, within the kind of digital arena, the sort of rollout of digital as described by the government?
Absolutely. I think that's a vital point. I think that in the 21st century, it's really important that teachers take on board these sorts of ideas and use blogs and podcasts and VLEs and wikis and all these other tools which are really important, as well as more traditional ICT such as PowerPoint and word processing and things like that, in order to make sure that the pupils are not powering down and not turning off, are using these sorts of tools which they're using in their own time. They're using social networking sites, they're communicating with each other via MSN, etc. And it's really important that we channel this creativity, educationally speaking, in the classroom, in order to tickle the boxes, if you like, of the new curricula that we're now seeing that the government are promoting us to use.
As you say, some teachers can be kind of technophobic. The answer for them is to start small, not be overly ambitious.
Exactly, yeah, definitely. Start small, for example, using learning how to use PowerPoint for introducing vocabulary, for example, or introducing expressions. Maybe start up a blog, you can get a blog up and running in a matter of minutes. And more importantly, speak to somebody else within the department or within the school to get some support. I think that you can get help and support from, for example, video tutorials on places like YouTube and places like that, which are great, but also having the sort of the human factor, someone sitting next to you and showing you what to do and where to click. And as I said, starting off small and going from there, also perhaps joining Twitter and meeting other language teachers who are on Twitter and being part of a community, I think that's very important.